Out in my garden, it's a lovely place to go. Out in my garden, watching nature grow. My garden is the place I go to let my troubles go. So let's go in the garden and see what we should know.
It's Kent Neitzert in the garden, brought to you by Neitzert's Greenhouse and Florist. We've talked about a bunch of different topics over the summer months. I don't know if we've ever talked about Japanese maples, which we want to talk
about
today.
Well, we try not to talk about foreign objects at times, you know, so we just do best we can. But Japanese maple, Acer platinum, Acer palmatum, it includes hundreds of different varieties of unique varieties that have different leaf textures and leaf colors and growth habit. Very interesting addition to many landscapes. The nice thing about them is you can find one that suits pretty much any place that you want. Some of them will only go 3 or 4 feet tall. Some of them will grow 15 or 20 feet tall. None of them are huge. They're all kind of understory plants of one sort or another. So you need to pick the variety that you want. You need to keep in mind that those that only go 3 or 4 feet tall when they're matured at 20 years, if you get one of any size, you've got a lot of years in the nursery with it. They're quite expensive, can be pretty pricey, so you want to be careful and take care of them well early on, especially until they get established. They generally like to have somewhat shaded areas as opposed to full sun. We, as gardeners, often push the boundaries and push them out into a little more sunny areas than they like. We can do that if we're careful. Generally, you want a more mature plant to be out there. You don't want a younger juvenile plant to move out. They don't tolerate that very well. They don't like to be set in wet areas. They like to have their roots up in a more well-drained area. So if you have a fairly low area that tends to be a little soggy, you want to raise the bed and get them up so that their feet aren't standing in the water. The Bloodgood variety is probably the standard of all the upright red-leaved ones. I have one that I planted when our house was small. It's about 25 or 30 feet now. It has a really deep red, blood red leaf on it, maybe 3 inches across. Fairly well deep cut leaf. There are different varieties. The nice thing about them, they have a really pretty leaf red seed in the late summer, early fall. So when the leaves start to fall, they're a pretty brilliant deep red color, nice accent to them. And the tree is such that it's a fairly good understory tree, so it has some nice lines to it, adds to the character of the landscape.
Do most people, though, buy them for the color that'll give off?
Yes, and what you see most often is the deep lace leaf. That's Acer palmatum dissectum. They have a really deep cut leaf on them. They're about five fingers. One of the varieties that's used a lot is Tokiyama. It's probably one of the most reliable and easiest to grow of the deep cut leaves, and you'll see these around. They'll be about 4 feet tall, maybe 4 to 6 feet across, standing up on a pretty good sized trunk, and those are used a lot at entryways. They kind of define, I have to go around that particular tree to get to the main door, or I can go up to that and turn in front of that. Those do a really nice job of accenting a place in the landscape.
Talking Japanese maples with Kent Neitzert in the garden this morning. Back with more in just a moment. Kent Neitzert in the garden, brought to you by Neitzert's Greenhouse and Florist. Talking Japanese maples today. You talked about as far as where the placement should be, as far as the sun and the water goes. What about keeping them healthy from year to year? Do they need any particular kind of fertilizer, anything that goes with that?
Well, no more than probably any other plant that you landscape. The critical thing is they're a little bit winter susceptible to some freeze, so you want to have them in an area that you don't get some real heavy cold west winds hitting them, so they're a little more protected, especially some of the more delicate varieties. The green leaf varieties tend to be a little more hardy than some of the colored ones. I've had both the red varieties. I've had some that are called that are have red and pink and kind of cream color in the leaves, so lots of colors. If you're really interested in finding out what is available out there, one of the places that I look is at MapleStoneOrnamentals.com. They are a big supplier of Japanese maples. They're out of the Cleveland area, I believe. They have an online presence. You can order from them. And just multitudes of different varieties and shapes, sizes that you can get. And you also then you can look and see what's available.
Yeah.
You're not going to find Japanese maples at the box stores. It's too pricey and too specialized for them to handle. But you would, if you, like I said, MapleStone Ornamentals, or if you were to go up to G Farms up in Stockbridge, Michigan, you can find a pretty good selection of varieties there.
The more mature tree, as you said, though, probably the more expensive it's.
Oh yeah, maybe $1,200 for a tree that's been grown in a wooden box. That box may be 3 foot cubed, and so it's not something you're going to pick up and move with hand. You're going to have equipment to move it. And I like, my preference is to start with a little smaller varieties, and then first off, it fits my pocketbook better. You know, you're spending $25 and $30 or maybe $100 for a tree, and you can enjoy and watch it grow.
Yeah. All right. This time of year, obviously, the biggest thing for the gardens right now is just make sure things are still watered.
Yep.
And that
and weeded. Yeah, all the fun things.
Yeah.
Weed and water. And
so the weeds aren't competing with
that's right.
Yeah.
And the thing that you tend to do is, at least I tend to, once you start picking tomatoes, you don't want to weed anymore. Once you start harvesting sweet corn, you don't want to weed anymore. Or once that particular part of the garden is cleaned up, I don't want to weed anymore, but the weeds grow up, and that's next year's problem that you're helping out.
Yeah, all right. So Kent Neitzert in the garden with us this morning. Back to the Japanese maple real quick. Anything disease-wise we need to be thinking about?
They seem to be pretty disease-tolerant. I don't see any big problems with maples in general or with the Japanese maples. Not much in terms of insect problems that I've run into. I don't even think that I've ever seen any problems with the Japanese beetles eating on them. So maybe they don't like Japanese food. I don't know.
The greenhouse, 1.5 miles south of US 12 on Fisk Road. Thursday mornings, catch him right here on the radio. Kent Neitzert in the garden.
Out in my garden, it's a lovely place to go. Out in my garden, watching nature grow. My garden is the place I go to let my troubles go. So let's go in the garden and see what we should know.